Welcome to Shomar Shomar on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishma Sam Yaakov Shalom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Chofei. The Gemara throughout the Daf speaks about the Indian of Breiro. And the Machlekes, if there is Breiro or ain't Breiro, regarding a person giving a get to his wife. Rashi explains, both in the Mishnah in the previous Daf, and in the end of Amud Aleph in this Daf, that the problem of Breiro, the issue, the debate regarding Breiro, is because a person did not have Gemirus Das. He didn't make up his mind what he wants to do. And that's why there's a difference between Toil V'Das Atzvo and Toil V'Das Achayim, someone who depends on his own decision, or depends on somebody else. The reason there should be a difference is because Toil V'Das Atzvo is Poiseyach Al Shnei HaSeifim. He's dancing in both weddings. He didn't make up his mind. So therefore, the man Dama that holds Ein Breiro says that there's an issue over here because you don't have the Gemirus Das of the husband. This is different than other Rishonim, specifically the Ran and the Dorim, that explains that the issue is not because of the Gemirus Das, but the issue is because something cannot be Chal ala Sofik, cannot happen in doubt. According to Rashi's understanding, what's the Pshat, according to Bandahoma, that holds Yesh Breiro, and that a husband could give a get to his wife and use Breiro? So Kiva Eger explains that that's the more simple understanding, that although a person did not make up his mind yet, one can make up his mind later. You could start something right now, and make up his mind later. But the Chasam Sofer, in one explanation here in the Sugyo, repeatedly says the idea that the reason why a person can make up his mind later is because a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what a person will make up his mind. So a person does a Maisa now, he writes a get, and he tells the Sofer, give it to one of my wives, and he will make up his mind later which wife is giving it to. The reason why it works is because in the time that he wrote it, Kodesh Baruch Hu knew what he will make up his mind. He knew which wife he will choose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. So even though his mindset came only later, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew it in the past, and therefore Breiro works. This is how the Chasam Sofer explains it. And this is number Pelemoid, something we need to understand. Because we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the entire future. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows will happen. But we cannot operate that way. Kayadua, that's the famous question the Rambam brings in Perek Hei Mehichas Tshuva. That is the question of Yediyah Uprira. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows everything that will happen in the future, so how can a person have free will to choose? Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what he's going to choose. So I have no free will. I have no way to choose something else. And the Rambam answers something which is not so understood. The Rambam says that the Yediyah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is different than the Yediyah of a human being. And even though a human being can understand this, this is what we have to believe. The Ravid attacks the Rambam. The Ravid says, if you ask a question and you can't really give an answer, why do you bring this question? This question can lead to kfira. And the Ravid himself attempts to answer, and he concludes, Kozei neno shovi. This is the famous question that we shouldn't deal with. Yediyah Uprira, because Baruch Hu knows the future. How do you have free will? And the way for us, the way that we share and giving to us is, that at the end of the day, even though we know both things are true, because Baruch Hu knows the future, but we also know that there is free will. And that's the emunah that we have. The emunah is that even though we can't understand it, we still need to believe that a person has free will to do anything he wants to do, even though Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the future. And the way later Achronim pointed out and explained it, is that we need to live in the world of Bchira. We can't go and do cheshbonim that Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen or not going to happen. The way we live our life is a life of Bechira. Even though we know there's also a idea Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the future, that is not something that will interfere in our day-to-day life. So if so, what does the Chasam Sofer mean? Chasam Sofer is telling us that Breiro works because Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the future. But we don't live in that way. We cannot live with Kodesh Baruch Hu knowing the future. The whole point of free will is the fact that we're not relying, we're not referring ourselves to the idea of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the answer to this is based on what later Achronim, specifically Reb Tzodek Achronim in Lublin, tells us, based on the Torah of Ishbitz, the way it was translated to us by Reb Tzodek. And Reb Tzodek says the following: true, as long as we have a contradiction between the idea of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the free will, we say we ignore the idea of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and we live our life based on Bechira, based on free will. But once the free will is over, once a person already made his choice, and his choice is complete, you cannot come and change it. So then, retroactively, backwards, you could go and refer to the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, we don't relate to the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the fact, only after the fact. That's how Tzaddik explains the idea of tshuva. What's the whole idea of tshuva? A person did something wrong. But then he went and he regretted it. And he fixed what he did. Aziva sachet. And he did vidui. So now his will is fixed. He left the mice. So how do you look back at what happened? You look back and you say that was all part of Yediyah v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, part of the Seder Olam, the order, the way the world needs to be. Meaning, once the Maisa and the will is over, now you look back and you say, the past is all Yediyah v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Once a person left the Maisa and he's not involved in it with his free will, then you could connect to Yediyah v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the big Yesoid of Reb Tzaddik HaKohen. And according to this, the Chassid Sofer makes so much sense. Because the Chassid Sofer says exactly this point. A person, he does a ma'aseh, he needs to have his will what to do. If a person does breiros, what is he doing? He says, I will make my choice later. Once he gets and he makes that choice, he looks back and he looks retroactively back at what happened. He says, oh, this was really the choice from the beginning. Because the Kishbohu knew what I'm going to choose. Before the fact, he can't make that choice. Before the fact, he can't say I'm relying on the idea of a Kishbohu. He can't say, well, whatever's going to happen in the future is already happening now. But once it happened, once the mice is over, once he made a decision, now looking backwards retroactively, you could go back and say that was the idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because going connected to the idea, the knowledge of Hashem, does not work before the fact, but does work after the fact, according to Reb Tzaddik. According to this Reb Tzaddik, the Chassid Sofer works out very well. Anyone wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.